Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, and pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, fam? Before we get this episode started, we want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors. Buzzwax, who is now our main sponsor. Go check them out on their website at kookainc.com. That's where I get all my wonderful, let's just say candies from. Go check them out. Blazer 88 Foundation, Project K9 Hero, Lori's Dive-In. Check out who is on this episode, by the way, Miss Missy, who is featured on a lot of spicy social media sites, but we'll have her link on this episode. Riley's Tractor Works, 601 Roofing King and Blue Collar Alliance. Down Yonder Hatco, Cotton Field Grill, Cashman's Pub, Better Than Basic Marketing, Middle Georgia Total Health. And our artist of the month, or artists of the month this time, is Delta Circle. They are an alternative country band out of Savannah. Please go check them out on my Facebook now. Nobles Dirt Works, Nobles Networking, Yankee Paradise South, 22 Sierra Coffee, Hot Diggity Dogs over in Eastman, and Miss Sarah Blake Cheek. You can find her on Real Me. And on October the 5th in Fayetteville, Arkansas for the SEC tailgate. Now, each one of these sponsors are on our social media. So go to my Facebook, Josh Terry, Cochran, Georgia, and look up each one of these individual sponsors and reach out to them. All of them have wonderful products and are wonderful people to work with, and we are grateful for each and every one of them. Now, enough of me doing some politicking and selling. Let's get into the show. What's up, folks? Thank y'all for tuning into the Josh Terry Podcast. Today, this is every once in a while I get to do a show with somebody that I just really love and respect and just think the damn world of. I probably get on this dude's nerves more than he probably cares to admit. But Mr. Trey Lewis, dude, what is up, my guy?
What's up, brother? You never get on my nerves.
Shit, you ain't got like
mean, you might like drunk. It. You might like drunk and FaceTime me sometimes. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I forget you're sober.
Yeah,
all the time, and I know that that has to be annoying as hell. And I try not to do it no more, but there's every once in a while, like something happens. And I know that I think we've talked about it on the show before when you told like kind of the story one time with Corey Smith about how like you got to kind of appreciate how people react to Dick Down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But every once in a while, I'll be somewhere and I'll see how somebody will react to one of your songs. And yeah, there's just a sense of pride because I care about you so much as a person. And I just,
yeah,
it's just like, man, I just want to show Trey. Like, this is the coolest shit.
We've been boys for a long time. So yeah. I don't, you know, I don't look at you like that. I just answer the phone.
Well, to me, it's just like, even the other night when I texted you, and I forget that you're an Alabama fan. And yeah, I didn't even think about the timing of when I texted you the other night. So thank you for texting me back and sending me that song, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt.
And what an, dude, that is a jam. I can't.
I'm excited about it.
When he releases it.
Comes out this Friday.
I thought so. That's
Scared to Death of Dallas. Me and Mitch were just shooting some content. We did like this, like, well, they're called visualizers now. You know what I mean? It's like, if you do like a whole drawn out music video, it costs like a ton of money, but now everybody just does like visualizers. But the visualizer We did. It was awesome. Adam Sandler let us use his tour bus. No, Sanders. Adam Sanders.
Okay.
Not Sandler. Adam
Okay.
Sanders. He let us use his tour bus. And yeah, man, it was cool. I think it looks really good cinematically. And, I'm excited about putting it out.
Well, whenever you and Mitch sent it to me, like the clip of it, like a month or so ago, when I made a video with it on social media, when I heard it and I knew what it was about, I was like, this is going to be good. But then when I heard the whole thing Friday or Saturday night, I was like, this is so damn good. The line in it to where you don't even like country music, or you never liked country music, so I had to tell you pretty much about my success, or however you word it. It's so good.
I
I love
appreciate
it.
that, man. I'm excited about it. It's crazy kind of how this song came about. Like, I guess Dig Down in Dallas had only been out for like a little while, but like we had all signed our publishing deals at Sony, me, McKinney, Ella, Joy Beth, all them. And I'd written with Jordan Walker a couple of times. We wrote I Quit, which is like the
So
last
good.
song was last song on my record, and which me and Jordan have written so many songs together that I haven't put out yet.
Yeah.
So now that I'm independent again, I'm ready just to put out the songs that I want to put out. But
Yeah.
he sent me this song. He wrote it with Ray Fulcher, and I should know who all was a writer on this song, but he sent it to me like all that time ago. And I was when we were out on our West Coast run or whatever, recently, I was up late one night playing video games, and like we were at a some Love's truck stop, and I was just like going through songs in my phone, and I came up on that one, and I was like, dude, this song is a banger. And I was like, I forgot all about this shit, and I was like, this would be like perfect. And I played it for Mitch, and he was like, dude, this is great. He was like, we should just pitch this as the sequel to Dig Down in Dallas. Like he has this whole plan about it. And then when I was still at a record label, we went and had this meeting, and we pitched it that way, like this is what we want to do here. And they were like, yeah, I don't think you need to do it like as a sequel to Dig Down in Dallas, but you should definitely cut it. So we cut the song, and then we eventually ended up parting ways with the label, and now we're just man, we're out here just doing our own thing, and it feels good to like have that freedom again. I don't have anything bad to say about the label, of course, but I love just being authentically Trey Lewis. You know what I mean? So like,
Well,
if you want to talk about Garth Brooks today or Jimmy Allen, any of that, we can do it.
there's something like I've always liked about you anyway, because you're kind of me and you are a lot alike, that we're outspoken anyway. But that's what I think people like about us. It's not like we're always bashing people or we're being disrespectful to folks, but people like our opinions. And like,
For
there's a
sure.
way that you portray yourself and the way that you talk about stuff that people listen. And it's cool that I like that there are different voices out there. I don't like that everybody, when people start all sounding the same, it's just like somebody's fake. Like, somebody doesn't really feel that way. And I love when that's one thing I've always liked about you. I don't know why they would not have liked it as a follow-up to Dick Down in Dallas, though. It just seems to make so much sense if
Well, it's
you were.
like, yeah, go ahead.
No, it just is for storyline purposes. If you
Well, it's
were.
just like, yeah, I mean, that's my like biggest song, obviously. There's so many, there's probably more than 50% of people that have only heard that song by me. Even though steadily for the last 5 years, I've been putting out more serious music, and I had the Cole Swindell cut and the
So
Tracy,
good.
thank you,
Oh.
dude, and the Tracy Lawrence thing, and all that's cool, but it's like I think, it's like you just gotta hit people like repeatedly in the head with something until they get it. But I feel like with this song is it kind of plays on that, but it also plays into my more serious side. And I mean, as long as you've known me before, you knew me before.
Yeah.
Like you said, that stupid song went viral,
Yeah.
but you heard my music and knew what kind of songwriter
Yeah.
I was from day one. So,
I tell
but I
people,
think it's go ahead.
yeah, I tell people all the time, like when somebody plays Dick Down around me and they're just so excited about it, I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Like,
Yeah.
and I'm not knocking it because
Yeah.
it got you places and it's still going to, but it's like there's so much more, and they're the ones that I think it was like Live Oak 2 months ago, and I heard here, I guess it was
Yeah.
here, and I
Yeah.
texted you about it, and that was the first time I'd heard it. I guess I just missed it, and it came on at Live Oak, and I was like, oh my God, how did I miss this one? It's so good, and people are so. If radio is not feeding it to them, if social media is not feeding it to them, they just don't look and they just don't
Yeah.
dive into an artist. Usually they're just scratching the surface what they hear on social media and they don't realize the best shit is on the B side.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I think that's like part of the problem is like when you and I were kids, we used to like get our parents to take us to the CD store, and we would buy a CD for one song. Like I remember buying the Chumbawamba CD just so I could have that one song, but like. I remember then, like Seal, Kiss from a Rose on the Grave, Batman Forever. Like I wanted to like have that record. Now I know I'm talking about different genre of music here, but I did listen to the rest of those records, and there's songs on there that I could sing word for word that probably nobody that I know would know those songs, now. So.
I get mad. At my, I shouldn't say mad, I get frustrated with people where I'm from because, like,
Yeah.
even you said Garth Brooks a while ago. Like, I hate Friends in Low Places at this point. Like,
Yeah.
I have so over Friends in Low Places and have been for a long time. But I remember having like the box set that he came out with when I was young. And I remember hearing like Ireland for the first time or Lonesome Dove's one of my favorite, one of his
Yeah.
songs, or like, Cowboys and Angels. And it's like, y'all don't even realize what a good fucking song is. Like,
Yeah.
y'all just, it blows my mind. And it's same thing with you, dude. Like, since the first time I heard you at Listen to Room, I was like, this dude is cool as shit. I like the stuff he talks about. And, I'm glad that people are finally catching up. I hate that it gets put into a box because I've been at bars with you. And people are just sitting around waiting for Dick Down to come on. And it's
Yeah.
like, shut the fuck up and listen to the rest of the set, please.
It's been crazy, man. It's like you never know. Like when we go on tour, some nights you're like, you can tell that I'm like, this is a Dick Down in Dallas crowd. Like they don't care. But then some of the other places that we went to Post Falls, Idaho, and like look out in the crowd and they're singing Pretty Hungover, Always You. Like, it's been pretty cool, man, to like, some nights it's just like, yeah, I played it down in Dallas. We don't care about your other shit, But then some nights people are like, man, we love your other music. So, one of the shows we did, it was like the only shitty show we did on that run. It was in like South Dakota. This one guy, he was drunk as hell, and he like came up to the meet and greet afterwards, and he was like, man, like Dig Down in Dallas is cool, but like he was like, I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, because he just kept going on and on about it. He was like, but this right here, and he like had my CD, he bought it in hand. He was like, this right here, man, this is what you need to be doing. And I was like, yeah, man. I was like, yeah, man, I know, I know, I know. But it's like little things like that are just the signs.
Well, your new one's my favorite. I ain't gonna lie to you. The new
Thank you, dude.
one that you sent me the other night, I went through a bad breakup over the summer, and that
Yeah, I want
song
to talk about that. Like, what I
we
mean,
we could we could touch we could touch on it a little
I
bit.
saw you like posting like, pictures of you getting fit again and all that stuff. But
Yeah, I met.
I was it that same girl that I met at that show in November?
Yeah, same one.
Okay.
Shit, this went south. You probably know folks like this in entertainment or music. Some people like the lifestyle, some people don't, and you kind of got to get to where there's a happy medium. And I don't know. I've probably done this to you. And a lot of other people that I really care about and didn't realize I did it. I don't realize when I'm having a good time how much I overdo it,
Yeah.
or I didn't at the time.
Yeah.
And I used to overdo it really bad.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of stress on somebody. And especially when you're not around and you don't know what I'm doing. And then I wasn't taking care of myself.
Yeah.
I just was not healthy. I was drinking entirely too much. There were some other things going on too there at the very end. Like they're just no, I have no hard feelings towards that person at all. But
Yeah.
I just was not taking care of myself. I was not, my mindset was not right. My mental health was very bad. I was, dude, I wasn't focused on, I could, like, even when I did your show the last time, or Raised Rowdy, one of the two, I can't remember which one, but like, I could sit there and I could have talked a good game about like mental health and all this stuff, but I wasn't really, I knew what to say, but I wasn't practicing it.
Yeah.
And she knew that. She saw what nobody else saw, and she got tired of it. And like that weighs on somebody. And when she was done, she was done, dude. And it hurt. Like it
Yeah,
crushed
because
me.
I mean, like the whole time I've known you, I've never really known you to be a guy that got in a relationship, you know? So when you started dating somebody, I was like, dang, he's really taking a leap of faith here.
Well, there's nothing more that I want. Like I try to, there's nothing more that I want than to have somebody. I've always
Yeah.
been that way, but it's got to be special to me. Like if it's not special to me, I'd rather just be single. Like I can be attracted to you. I can have
Yeah.
fun with you. I can sleep with you. I can go out with you. I can do whatever. But if there's not something special about you that I just crave, that I miss, that I'm just obsessed with in a healthy way, I know that I don't need to date you because I'm gonna mess up. I'm gonna cheat. I'm gonna not be a great person to you. So I'd
Yeah.
rather just be casual with you. But
Yeah.
once I am dating you and once I find somebody that I am that way, then I can see something a future with. Oh, dude, I'm the best dude ever to date. I just let this lifestyle get in the way of it. And it ruined it. It ruined it. And it took a while, but it's probably, to be honest with you, I'm extremely grateful that it happened now.
Well,
Because
it looks good on you.
well,
You know
thank
what I
you.
mean? Good on you. Good on you. You know?
Well,
I mean,
it hurt. I ain't gonna lie to you. There about a month
yeah.
and about a month and a half afterwards, dude. I thought I was gonna Whitley myself. I ain't gonna lie
Yeah.
to you. It was bad. It was bad. There was some substance abuse that I had never ever done before in my life.
Yeah.
I was, dude, my
Is that
heart.
a Red Door activity?
It was a red door activity.
Yeah.
what year, dude, I was at the end of my rope. Like I tell folks all the time, like I was hanging on by a thread of a thread, and
Yeah.
I just didn't care. Like my heart was so shattered. But I needed it to happen. Like that's like I needed to focus on my faith. I needed to work on my health. I
Yeah.
needed to like take a look at myself and realize like, dude, this isn't working for you. Like it's not just what you do for a living, is you're not taking care of yourself and your priorities are not in order whatsoever to be a dad, to be a successful person in life, or even just be a good friend. Like you're not living right, and but you're expecting all of this. Like
Yeah.
this shit ain't gonna happen. You're gonna keep going down a bad road. You can't keep living wrong and expecting right shit to happen for you.
And no, I agree, man. I went through a breakup back in August of last year. Not this past summer, but summer before. And I mean, I'd written a lot of songs about that particular relationship, single again, you know. Here, a bunch of other ones, you know, and that was kind of like my muse, and it fueled and it, but it, you know, what started out as this great thing turned into this toxic thing, and it was like, dude, I think that one time we actually counted, we broke up and got back together 7 times, you know. And then, like, the last, and every time I got broken up with, I was like completely dumbfounded and couldn't believe that it happened again, you know. And after that last time, I was like, all right, this is the one where, like, I'm going to get my shit together. I'm not going to go out to the bars and chase girls and, you know, like, just try to numb the pain. So, dude, I stayed at home. I did puzzles. Like, I don't know if you can see it, but up there, that's my bird puzzle. That's the first puzzle I did
That's
by
cool.
myself. Like, I did all these puzzles, man. I like spent a lot of time in prayer, meditation, like reading, all this stuff. And then one day this girl texts me out of the blue that I met like a long time ago, and we started dating. We've been dating, next week will be a year, or like a week or two, whatever
Yeah,
the November 5th. Yeah,
I've been
it'll
watching
be,
how happy you are on social media. I'm very happy for you.
but it's cool, man. It's like what you said. It's like if I'm not excited to be around you, or I'm at the point in my life where I put up with so much shit in relationships that I'm just like, I ain't doing it if it's
Yeah.
that. And it's like, I was talking to a buddy yesterday. I was like, he's like, you want to go fishing Sunday? I was like, yeah, well, I'll go ahead and tell my girlfriend now, that way she knows. He was like, oh, so she'll let you go. I said, ain't no letting me go. She'll be like, you need to go do that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, but I'm grateful to have gone through a toxic relationship
Yeah.
and like just a bad place to be where I'm at in my relationship now, man. It's awesome. And then, it's like I would look at her and she's got abs. So I started working out too, and
No.
I've been to the gym 3 or 4 days a week since February, dude.
Yeah,
And
you look great, dude.
I'm a career fat ass, so man,
Ah, yikes. I was
it's
too.
a miracle. Yeah,
I
it's a
was too.
miracle.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy 'cause like I can't really say this last relationship was toxic because it wasn't outside of myself. There was a couple things that I wish could have been different as far as communication on the other end of it, but it wasn't really anything on their end. It was more me, and just my behavior and everything. But before that, every relationship that I had been in pretty much was toxic as shit. And at this point, I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. And if all the toxic has taught me to this point of my life that I don't want that, and I know what not to do, and I know how to actually, like even you just said with the fishing thing, a buddy might say, hey, so they'll let you. No, you get to the point where it's respectful to go ahead and tell in advance and know that you're going to do something. It's not that. Or anything like, and if anybody views it that way, it's whatever. But it's like I care about this person enough to go ahead and do it the right way now, instead of how I used to would have done it.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'd be like, I did tell you. You don't remember
Yeah,
me telling you?
yeah, yeah. I've done that a million times. I'll get stuck, I dude. I'll tell you, but dude, it's. I heard this. I had heard this thing there. Okay. So there's a track like right outside of my house, like within a football field of my house at the high school. And I started going over to this track right about a month and a half after. I had a very, very bad night one night to where I had almost like a mental breakdown to where I thought, like, this is it. Like, not that I was going to kill myself or anything like that, but it's like, I'm going to the psych ward tomorrow because my heart's broke. I don't know what to do. I just cannot physically handle this. And like, I've never felt that kind of heartbreak pain before. And the next day I get up and I'm like, I don't know what to do with myself. I have no idea what I need to do right now. And I went and put on my shoes and I went for a walk and just walked around the track. And I was listening to what probably would have been like trap music, right? Like rap music and just mad as hell.
You do that, some of that when you're sad, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, because I didn't want to play country music. I couldn't listen to a sad song because I'd be sad. So I was just
Right.
listening to mad ass music. Well, then I started watching devotionals and stuff on TikTok. Like it just started coming up and everything. Well, then that turned into finding a preacher that I liked. And then I started listening to that while I walked instead of listening to rap music. And I heard this preacher say, this guy named Keon Henderson, who's amazing. I'd heard this thing and it's a Bible verse and I'd never heard this Bible verse before, but it was like the Lord loves the brokenhearted. And the way that he describes it is the reason why the Lord loves the brokenhearted and the reason why we have to be completely shattered and brokenhearted sometimes is because it's more pieces for us to give God. There's more of us to give him instead of us thinking that we're good by ourselves. We're just a mess. And when you're a mess, there's only one way to go up, and you're just giving your all to him. And that hit me so hard. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to keep abusing this shit. I don't want to keep drinking myself to sickness. I don't want to do this. I want to surrender this over and try this different. I've done this wrong for so long. And every time I've done it wrong, it's been the same outcome every single time. It's a vicious cycle. And this is the first time in my life that it hasn't been. I went from a very shitty, dark place to where I just ended up in a shittier, less dark place a couple of months later. Like, it's like I tried something different. Instead of just drinking it away, I was like, I reset myself. And I was like, there's just no reason to keep doing this. But you and a couple other people that I know, like, I started thinking about y'all in sobriety, and I started thinking about other things. And it's like, at some point in time, I've got friends that decided they needed to change, regardless of why they needed to change or whatever. It's okay to change. And I don't think I've ever got a chance to tell you that, but you were like one of the reasons that, like, I haven't completely quit drinking or anything, so I don't want anybody to think that, but I've cut so far back on it to where I might drink one day a week or 2 days a week.
We don't want anybody thinking you're a fucking pussy.
Forget that. Hell with that. I still drink some. But I don't drink the way I used to. But I realize at some point in time, it's all right to reach your breaking point and realize you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
And I know that's what y'all had to do, I would imagine.
I mean, that's kind of, I mean, I really give a lot of credit to AA, you know, for, and you know, the way I drank and the way that I did drugs, you know, I mean, I was on the verge of death many a times, you know, or jail or prison or whatever. Yeah. But it gave me that relationship with God. You know, I mean, I grew up going to church and, you know, knowing the hymns and all that stuff like that, but I never had like that personal relationship with God. And I never knew that, you know, when you're broken or when you fall, when you, you know, you need something to fall on, that, you know, there's that power that you can reach out to. And that's kind of what AA gave me, you know. And it's always been, you know, I feel like I'm a selfish person most of the time, and I can get caught up in myself real easy, especially with this music thing where you're constantly being told no, or you're not good enough and you got to restart. And like, it's always me, dude. I'm always going back to the basics. Okay, well, I got to get up and pray this morning. I got to watch a YouTube video. I got to sit still for like 5 minutes just so I can center myself.
Yeah.
And what I know is right, you know, and then I can try to go out and tackle all these things. But that, you know, I had to start somewhere. And you know, honestly, my first prayer was like, God, I don't know if you're real or you can hear me, but I need some fucking help. You know? And sometimes it's like that, but I think that it's not about like how you pray or like anything like that. It's all about if it's sincere or not, you know, because we've all done the 911 prayers, get me out of this, I'll never do it again, you know, Red Door Activity prayers. No, man, it's been cool, man. One thing I've kind of been like struggling with, you know, it's like I signed this pub deal, you know, 3 years ago. I've written all these songs. I've written songs about my sobriety. I've written the edgier stuff too, you know, with the F-bombs in it and all that stuff. But I think I'm kind of now getting to the point as an independent artist to where I might just put out like a whole record that has nothing but recovery songs. I remember when I first got sober, like, you know, we would listen to like Hate Me by, what's the name of that? Blue October, which is a banger, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It was like that song. And then we just had a bunch of like church songs, you know? But it's like, I thought about maybe just like putting out an EP or a record of all the songs I wrote about my sobriety. And like, I know that's not like a popular thing to do because not everybody like I love what Jelly Roll does because like, he's not like all the way sober, you know what I mean? He's like, but like still what he does.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF, Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
It's very relatable. Universally, it's super commercial, but I feel like the songs I write about my sobriety aren't like, you know, universally commercial, but there is that group of people that needs that music. So I thought about just dropping those as like a service to like people trying to get sober or wanting to stay sober or like whatever, however they're going to interpret it.
Yeah.
But then I've got my songs, you know, like Two Middle Fingers and That's My America and like, you know, that more edgier stuff
I don't think one takes you away from the other. Like me and Riley Anderson were talking about this the other day. But I would love to see you do it because that's one of the reasons why I love you, because I know who you are. Like I have a good idea at least who you are. And I think when people do stuff like that, it shows everybody really who Trey Lewis is. And then people are going to identify with you. And they're going to identify with you so much that everything you do moving forward, they're going to have such a connection with you that they're just going to love anything that you do. One of the things I've wanted to do since the very beginning of this show is when we have an artist on, the reason why I don't do it like an interview, like everybody else does, or just talk about music, I want to talk about life, everything, is I want people to know who you are, because I believe in my heart that if you give the listener a reason why to love you and why to connect with you, you're going to have a fan and a supporter for life. Even when you stop doing music, if you ever stop doing music, they're going to love you and support you because at some point in time, you said something that they saw themselves in you. And I think that's just the way you go about it. The reason why I think you like Jelly Roll is you see a piece of you in him and something that he said or done. And that's why you support the show. I say it all the time. Before Jelly Roll started doing the stuff he's doing now, I was not that big of a fan of him. When he started talking openly about his faith and when he started doing all this kind of stuff. Now, I'd run through a brick wall for the dude. I thank the world of him now, to where 3 or 4 years ago, I would have been like, I'm not driving 5 minutes to listen to a Jelly Roll concert. And now it's like, say something bad about dude. Let's roll. Cause when you put your heart out there and you show people who you really are, man, it's people rally behind you and support you in no way. And if you were to put that recovery out there that way, man, it would affect so many people in such a positive way and help so many people. And I know you wouldn't be doing it to like grow, really. You would be doing it to help people. You'd be doing it for the right reasons. And that's what would make it special.
Right. And I definitely am. I mean, it's definitely something that, you know, we're working on. I've got this song coming out Friday, Scared to Death of Dallas, which is the sequel to Dick Down in Dallas. And it's actually going to be on Spotify, Apple Music, all the things that it comes out on. So it'll be like a two-song album. It'll be Dick Down in Dallas and Scared to Death of Dallas.
Oh, that's cool.
So it'll be like its own thing over here. And then by the end of the year, I'm putting out a 5-song EP, which is called Scars to Prove It. And I don't know. It's pretty cool, man. We picked the songs, and I feel like I have so many songs, and I just, you know, I picked a song and I told the rest of the team, I was like, y'all pick a song and we'll just put 5 songs together that make sense and we'll drop them out at the end of the year. And then next year I'm just going to do an album. And, you know, I don't know. It just feels cool to like be able to do whatever I want. But that's one thing that I've always kind of like gone back and forth with, because so much of my life has been given to others. To help other people, but also when you help other people, it helps you. It's like what they say in AA, they say it's a selfish program, because when you give to others, you get something in return. And throughout my sobriety, like I said, man, AA has been such a big part of who I am. I mean, I worked in treatment for 6 years, you know, and I helped a lot of people. I have people message me all the time or comment on my videos. They're like, yeah, I met you back at the Warrior Lodge. You were my van driver. And it's so cool to see you like out here doing living your dream, and like we're so proud of you and things like that. So sometimes I would go to these meetings and I would sponsor six or seven guys at a time, taking them through the steps and doing all that stuff. But I never as I'm sitting here talking about it, I never looked at that stuff as like I should get like any kind of recognition of that. But for that, because the way I was taught is that somebody took their time out of their day. They didn't have to help me. It was freely given to me, so I need to freely give it to them. And I'm starting to think about that about my music. I feel like my story is so powerful because I don't have like a normal story of how I like got to music, how Dig Down in Dallas happened, like any of that stuff. Because I mean, you would hear that song, you would think, God, this guy is probably out of his fucking mind, which I mean, I'm out of my mind a little bit,
In a good
but
way, in a good way.
in a good way. But I feel like I have a lot bigger of a story to tell, and I'm not done yet. And sometimes it is very frustrating, and sometimes it is hard to get people to listen, but man, like all I can do is just keep on being me and like keep writing the kind of songs that I want to hear, man. I got to go to this Eric Church thing down on Broadway at his bar, and he played. And he said an old timer told him one time, said, write the kind of songs you want to hear. And I was like, that was all I needed to hear. So that's what I've been doing. I've just been writing songs that I would like to hear. And regardless if it's like the next cool thing or the next viral thing or whatever. But man, I think that when I look back on everything and the kid that I was starting into this music thing, I think if he knew me now, like he'd be proud of the person I am, So.
Well, I think with what you do, or even what I do, I think we get caught up so much in being popular, like having to be popular, that we forget that there's a legacy to be left, right? So like let's take like a Jamie Johnson. I love the fact that Jamie Johnson has never veered. And like this, when I don't know when the last time he's had anything that's charted real high or anything like that, but even like his newest song, When Someday When I'm Old, it's amazing, and I absolutely love it, and I can't wait for his new album to drop. But it's like I would rather listen to you or anybody that is putting out what they would like to hear and what they want to leave behind, the legacy that they want to
For
leave
sure.
behind, instead of trying to be popular right now. I don't want my friends to try to fit in. What makes you cool is when you don't fit in. The thing that was cool about Dick Down in Dallas was it didn't fit in.
And nobody else would do it,
Nobody else would do it. So if you go by just that, it was out of the norm. That's why it worked. And right now, I mean, I'm not knocking anybody, but there's so many songs that sound alike. There's so many things that are about the same damn thing. And it's like, dude, just. I want to hear something different. I want to hear something with heart. I want to hear something that's real. And the only person that can tell real stories is people that have lived real lives.
For
And
sure.
every one of y'all have got real stories. It's just having the balls to tell it through song. To where a lot of people are like, no, we gotta tell another song about drinking, sitting on a tailgate, and dancing on a
B
dirt road.
blue jeans and buttholes.
Yeah, it's like I'm tired of that shit.
What's what's not to switch gears here, but to switch gears? What's the latest on Cody Wolf?
Dude, he's not reached out in months.
Dude, he hasn't like messaged me on anything. I was just wondering if you had any.
Part of
That was like prime time Josh Cherry podcast. Like, I mean, that was great. Like, we listened to that episode on the bus probably
yes.
like four times. Fuck Trey Lewis. He
That was
sucks.
funny. You know what was really crazy about it? It took Bobby Pinson about 3 months to hear it. But it finally got to him, and Bobby Pinson was like, "Did that motherfucker call me crusty?" He was like, "You didn't tell me about this." And I was like, "I figured somebody would have told you." And he's like, "Look, next writer's round you got, put me on stage with him. Like, please put me on stage with him." No, dude, it got to the point. Me and him had a heart to heart afterwards, because I started, and I know you're the same way. I started getting kind of salty by what people were saying about the dude online.
And making fun of his teeth and all
yeah,
that stuff.
I didn't like that. Like, if you want to make fun of the
Mm-hmm.
dude's music, you want to make fun of some of the shit he says, that's fine. Like,
Yeah.
because some of the shit's stupid. But don't attack the dude personally. Like, that's
Yeah.
bullying. Like,
Yeah.
some shit's warranted. But
For
I,
sure.
like, every one of us at some point in our lives have been picked on about an insecurity.
For sure.
And I'm not the person. I don't care who you are. I'm not gonna let anybody get picked on, especially through my social media or in my personal life. I
For sure.
that's just not me. I don't like that. And when that started happening, I reached out to him and I was like, look, dude, I want to do one more episode with you. I want you to try to make it right. But after that, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, this isn't, I don't think you deserve this.
Yeah.
You're not that horrible of a person. I think that you're kind of delusional on some stuff, but I think your heart might be in the right place with some things, and you are busting your ass and trying. But there are a lot of people that I know in Nashville that are just as delusional. They just don't sound as bad, but they sound pretty fucking bad too.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of folks I know in Middle Georgia or around here that are horrible, but you can't tell their mama that. You can't tell their daddy or themselves that. So it's
Yeah.
not like he's a one-off. Like, it's
Yeah.
not. He took it to a whole new level, and he said some shit and did some shit he should not have done. And
Yeah.
but you can't you when you start attacking somebody personally, that's not okay.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And I appreciated the fact that you stood up for him in that sense. That was cool. Showed your character, you know.
Well, I had a lot of people
But it
that
was great. It was
it was
probably
fun. It was fun for a little while, I'm not gonna
it was
lie.
top five Josh Terry
Yeah,
podcast moments.
it
There was another episode where you like where you, the cease and desist letter, that
Oh
episode,
yeah,
that was good.
I still hate that bitch. I do not like her at all.
Yeah.
Still, that's a piece of shit. That's another one of those that can't sing, that you can't tell other mama and them that. But
Is that like a Tipton, Georgia floozy or what?
that's a South Georgia one for
Yeah,
sure.
okay, nice.
That's a special one there. I don't know. That's just we got them around here. And
Yeah.
they all hate me. Like, it's just, but I done got past the point though, dude, that I'm starting to figure out that the people that are less successful than you are the ones that hate you. I don't get hated on by anybody that's more successful than me.
Yeah.
And like, I heard this other day, people that try to bring you down, they already below you. Like,
Yeah.
that's why they're trying to bring you down. And I'm tired of giving my energy to that shit. Like,
Yeah.
there's just no sense in it. Like, I just leave it alone at this point.
Yeah. I also noticed too, dude, which I thought was what I think's really cool is a lot of like your regular guys that are normal on your rounds,
Yeah.
like and have been for a long time, have started to like get some success, dude.
Yeah.
How cool does that feel?
Dude,
Like
especially.
Will blew
Yeah.
up on there, and then Cole's
Cole's
didn't he
blowing up.
sign a pub deal, right?
I'm pretty sure he did.
I saw him up at Sony. He was right with Michael Carter, which I thought
Yeah.
was really cool.
He sent me his EP that's coming out shortly.
Yeah.
You can tell that he's been out on the road with Zach Top for a
Yeah.
while now. So back in, I think, April, one
Yeah.
of those honky tonk nights that you played for me last year,
Yeah. Yeah.
he opened up for Zach Top there. They met there. They started liking each other. And then Zach's been taking him on the road ever since.
Oh,
And
sweet.
dude, you can tell his music is, it was already good before. But yeah, and then Wheels is blowing it. But I'll tell you, dude, and I put this on everything, and Cole knows this, and Will knows this, and they both agree with me. And we don't understand it, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Riley Anderson is an animal. And the
He's got a
stuff
great voice.
that he's got wrote, dude. I'd love, like, I don't know how close you and Riley are or anything like that, but dude, he sit down with him one day. Sit down and
I
write
would
with
love
him.
to. I would love to, for
Woo.
sure.
They
For
took him,
sure.
somebody took him to Muscle Shoals, and
Yeah.
he got to write with somebody that had a bunch of number ones,
Yeah.
and old school cat. And they wrote this song, and he's done played it at a couple writers rounds now and everything. He hadn't released it yet or whatever. But it's called, it's not the, it's not, it's talking about him being out on the road And it's not the me being gone, it's the me being gone from you.
Oh, cool.
And dude, it is so good. I mean,
I
he's
bet.
there's something about Riley though. But there's a bunch of the people that I'm around though, and I'm sure you're the same way. It's all my friends are just humble, and they don't ever
Yeah.
brag on themselves, and they
They
don't
work
ever,
hard.
and they just bust their ass and they do it the right way.
Yeah.
Court Taylor is another one. Like she's somebody that I think will get success soon. There's several of our friends that are just, I don't know,
Dude,
like even
I just watched Ella on TV
that's what
this
I was just fit to say.
week.
That
You
was
know what I mean?
the first time
Like,
I met her was with you, and you
yeah.
told me. I still remember to this day, we were at Red Door. It was one of the first rounds you've ever played for my show. And
Yeah.
then we went to Red Door afterwards, and you introduced me to her. She did not give two shits who I was, which she should not have. Like, I don't blame her for not giving two shits, but you told me, you was like, she can fucking sing. You're gonna know
Yeah.
her soon. And sure enough, dude, she's one of my favorite to watch right now.
She's awesome, dude. I mean, I've known her since she was 19 years old. That's
Yeah.
crazy. You know, I remember she like put some song out and I called her and I was like, "Ew, this ain't it. We got to get you up to Nashville."
Yeah.
Like, we always laugh about that moment because, like, how would you feel if you put out a song on a Thursday night and some guy you barely even know called you up and been like, "Hey, this ain't it,
This ain't
but like,
it.
we got to get you up to Nashville."
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, it's funny because like, when me and her and Mitch used to live in that house, the old Canterbury house, we used to play like her old songs on the TV and like give her a hard time. And I'd be like, "Dude, don't worry about it. You're gonna have tons of hits. Like
Yeah.
we're just joking around." And you know, I mean, it's like I knew she was gonna be on Today Show today, but like I tuned in just to watch it. I mean, it's
Yeah.
just absolutely crazy, man. She's crushing it. She's out there, you know, all those venues that we played during Dig Down in Dallas. She's now headlining all those shows, you know, when she was like opening for us and like going out on the road with us. I just saw she's playing at Ned Kelly's in April. I
Yeah.
might have to make a return. We played a show there and somebody tried to steal her guitar and somebody busted out our tire.
That's down
Al
in
Chap.
Millersville, right?
Yeah, we stayed at Al
Yeah.
Chapman's house and him
Yeah.
us yeah. His friend punched him in the face or something. It was crazy.
Damn. Yeah,
Yeah.
she's special, dude. I remember, I guess it was November last year when y'all played that show that I hosted over in
Oh
Alabama.
yeah.
Yeah, and
I didn't know Will and all them were playing afterwards. I thought they were just like hanging
yeah.
out. That was cool though.
Yeah. That was the first time I think I'd ever heard her live.
Yeah.
And I was blown away then. And I've just been in awe of what she does. When like there's not, and I don't mean to be weird about this, there's just not a lot of women that I can sit there and listen to, but the ones that I do, I play their stuff on repeat. Like
Yeah.
I get tired of hearing the same, he did me wrong.
Yeah.
Type of shit. But there's some like Allie Colleen I can listen to all day. There's a bunch like Kimberly Atwood. There's some I'm gonna miss a lot. They're gonna cuss me out if they hear this episode.
Mayensis, she's
Yeah.
really
Yeah.
fire.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Like I love Farron. I got a show
Yeah,
next month.
Farron's the bomb, dude.
I got a show with her and Ray Fulcher at November the 16th at the Hummingbird in Macon, Georgia for
Yeah.
my honky tonk night. That'll be good. Ashlyn Craft, all of them. Like I thank the world of all of them. But Ella is like one of those that I can turn her stuff on and just let it ride. And you're like, damn, this
Yeah.
is good.
Yeah, I love Ella, man. She's like been a little sister to me. She's so cool. It's like she not only is she talented, but like she just got like that, you know, like when you meet her, you just want to hang out with her. You know
She's a
what I mean?
badass.
She's like one of the guys,
Yeah,
you know,
she's a
she's cool.
badass. Yeah,
Yeah.
she doesn't give off that prissy vibe.
Yeah.
I stay away from those girls in Nashville anyway, like the ones that are all the time glittered up,
For sure.
like are the nose stuck up their asses or whatever. Like
Yeah.
they don't do this show. They don't listen to this shit, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
They don't play my rounds or like me. I like the ones that are actually country. Like, and you can
Are
tell.
you doing your rounds at the new Live Oak?
Yeah.
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 Hell yeah.
But yeah, like she's just a badass. You said Mitch a while ago. Well, I'm thinking about Mitch because I like the hell out of him. How did y'all come up with Pawpaws? Because I love Pawpaws.
So 65 South is a brand that I wore for like a really long time, and they're good friends of mine, Lane Flournoy, that like started it, and they promote shows, and we've done a lot of shows with them over the years. And I wore their hats for like forever, and then I was just like, me and Mitch were riding in the truck one day, and he was like, dude, like, have you ever thought about like starting your own brand? And I was like, yeah, like, I can get paid to wear these hats, or I can wear my own hat and sell them and, make my own money. He was like, well, what would you call it? And I was like, well, I would like to do something with my grandfather, like he was talking about his grandfather. Like, my grandfather was a Korean War and a World War II veteran. Like, he taught me how to fish, he taught me how to drive. I used to spend the summers with him. He's just like, he taught me how to never give up, and just like very important life lessons. And then I started thinking about all the important men in my life. And Mitch's grandfather like helped raise him, basically did raise him, adopted him. Hold on a second.
Are you good?
I got his got it, got like he ended up taking his grandfather's last name, and I was like, well, I called my grandfather Paw Paw, so he was like, why don't we just call it Paw Paw's Hats? And it just kind of happened in the car, and then we just kind of started building it, and we've, it's been fun, man. I didn't realize it, but it's been a thing for like over a year and a half now, and
They're some of my favorites, dude. I called my papa Papa.
yeah.
So like he owned a grocery store for the longest time when I was growing up. Like
Yeah.
it was Pittman's Grocery. And I started to message you one day and I was like, you know what? I want to do a collab with you guys.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and do like instead of it being PAW, because we did PAPA, but
Okay.
it'd be Papa's Grocery and did like
Yeah.
a shopping cart. With like, I don't
Yeah.
know, just some miscellaneous little stuff in there or whatever.
Yeah.
I was
Yeah.
like, you know what? That'd be cool because
We
like
did
it.
that. We did a collab with Raised Rowdy. It's the critter control
Oh
with the
yeah, I like
little.
that one.
Yeah,
That's a good one.
been a hot seller. We've got a couple of other collabs in the works. We're gonna do one with a disc golf player. It's gonna be called Paw Paw's Chains or something like that. Paw Paw's Disc Golf or something.
Y'all really be
And
getting
then
into that, don't you? I've never played it.
yeah, I mean it's a little liberal of us, but my manager's my manager's a big lib, so he's but he's all right. But that's the thing about us. It's like, and I think that, back in the day, you could believe whatever you wanted to believe, but like if you disagreed, it was just like, cool, I still love you, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But so we kind of still carry that attitude, and we call him a lib all the time to his face. So
Yeah, I hate that. I hate we live in a place now to where like are in a time period that you just can't have a difference of agreeing or difference.
yeah,
You
agree
get
and
like,
disagree.
yeah,
Yeah.
like I don't care. One of my best friends in this world that I know that if I called right now that she would be here for me.
Yeah.
She's an atheist. She's a liberal. She's just a bitch to be honest with you, but she's an amazing human being. Like,
Yeah.
I think the world of her. And like every once in a while we'll get into a little bit of a debate about something, but it's with love. Like, and there's no arguing or it's always ends up being agree to disagree. But we were raised differently. We see the world differently. We've had different life experiences and we still love each other like ridiculously. And I just wish more people could just be like, you know what? We're different. Fuck it. It's okay.
We're different, let's find a common ground where we
Yeah.
can like, exist, coexist together. I don't know, man. That's the problem I have with any of that shit is the division, the whole division part of it.
Yeah.
But whatever. Vote for Trump.
No, I'm going to. I'm not stupid. I'm not. Yeah. There's too many people that everybody asks me all the time because I'm not the biggest Trump guy anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not a moron either.
Yeah.
I know the past 4 years didn't work, but I know the previous 4 years were better. Like,
Well, it's like, dude, he got shot and like he had it in the bag,
oh, yeah.
And then he just goes to the debate and just takes the bait and just gets reamed a new one, you
Yeah.
know? And it's just like, dude, all you had to do is just like just coast right in
Yeah,
there, you
just
know?
don't die, dude. That's all you had to do is just shut the fuck up and don't die. The funniest part about all of it to me so far is how like they both have used the McDonald's thing as they think that it is such a flex.
Dude, does that not feel like a movie or something?
It's so stupid to
It's like
me.
that movie Campaign, you know,
Yeah.
with Marty Higgins
Oh, it's,
and
that
Will
is so
Ferrell.
good to
He's like
me.
punches the baby. It's
Yeah.
all ridiculous, dude.
God, it's like everybody that works at McDonald's right now is looking at them like, y'all know it fucking sucks to ever have worked here, right?
Yeah,
Like,
like he did it for a day. Try doing
yeah.
it in July and standing over the air
Yeah,
fryer.
like,
I mean
you guys suck. Like, please stop this right now. Like, you're this is the worst. But dude, no, I just, you know, before we get off here, dude, I just want to tell you, and I do mean this. Like, I don't like being sincere a lot. But I do think the world of you. And when I was going through some hard shit a couple months ago, I thought about some conversations and some songs that you had put out and some stuff that you've said to me and stuff I've heard you say to other people. And once you know, like, if you've had an effect on me, I know that you've had effect on other people. And, you know, I don't really know how to say this, but whatever you're going to put out and the stuff that you put out that have touched on sobriety and other things, it might not be your most popular stuff, but it's the stuff that you're, in my opinion, that you're supposed to be putting out because it's changing somebody and it's helping make a difference in their life. And I just want to tell you, as your buddy, that I know I'm grateful for it, that it's something that's helped me. And I love you for it because there was a time, and I'm gonna try not to get emotional about this, but I was on the way back home from a bar one night when I was going through that real messed up time period, and one of your songs came on, the Tired song.
Little
And
tired.
yeah, and I'm telling you, it was almost where I had to pull over because I was crying, and it was just I was drunk and shouldn't have been driving, not at all.
Thinking.
Yeah, I was drinking driving.
Yeah.
Didn't get caught, so can't it's you know y'all kiss my ass.
Statute of
Yeah,
limitations.
yeah. This everything I say on this show is for entertainment purposes, so maybe I'm lying. But no, dude, that was one of those moments to where like I started asking God to like show me that I got to do something different if I'm not handling this correctly. And then
Yeah.
when that came on, I was like, this is one of my buddies that's sober. This is one of my buddies that figured out that you ain't got to do what I'm doing. And I wanted to tell you that in person, but I don't know when I'll get to bump into you. But it was
That's all good, man.
something that it was something that helped me.
I appreciate that, man. And I mean, I am. I'm you know, it's like when I put songs out about my dad, those were songs, you know. Those were stories that I wasn't really ready to tell, but I've always been willing to share my story with anybody, you know, at any given point. But I had a point where I've written a lot of songs about it, and that's kind of where my head's been at for the last year and a half. And so yeah, I'm just gonna do that, and then also gonna throw some fucks in there because,
I like it.
you
That's my
know,
style.
what's life if you don't, you know, if you don't have some fucks in there, you
Well,
know.
it's you. You're just
Yeah.
putting you out there. That's what's great
Happy.
about it. And I love that
Happy.
about you. Well, anyway,
Yeah.
dude. Well, if you
Thanks
got
for
it
having me on, brother.
anytime, dude, anytime. And hell, anytime you want to play the round when we're up there, let me know. I promise
Yeah.
we won't run behind next time if you
For
play.
sure. For sure. No, it ain't no worries, dog.
All
I
right, Bubba. All
appreciate you, man.
right,
See you,
man.
brother.
Well, I love you, man. I'll holler at you later.
All right, brother. Bye.
All right. And thank each and every one of y'all for listening to the Josh Terry podcast. We will catch y'all next time.